Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we share a special effort that has been organized to help a family
And I reached out to Lauren Dunn, who's the organizer of a fundraiser for her brother-in-law, Cliff, and his wife, Jamie. We wanted to be able to share this effort so that you have an opportunity to help where you can. Of course, the Mark White Show is here to recognize difference makers, and we share stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I'd like to welcome Lauren Dunn to the show. Welcome, Lauren.
Hello.
Glad to have you, Lauren, and I'm sorry about the circumstances that we're meeting with Cliff having an injury, your brother-in-law.
Yes, it's very unfortunate for sure.
So what's going on with Cliff right now?
Well, he was heading home from school. He had a class in the Lawrence area, I believe, and his car was dead when he went out to it. So he had the hood up and everything, and a random stranger stopped to help him jump it off. And I guess Cliff was in between them, you know, hooking up all the cables and everything. And the other guy went over to Cliff's car to start it. And something happened when he started it, and the car jumped forward and pinned Cliff in between them. And it broke his femur pretty much completely in half. So he is in surgery. He just got out a little while ago, actually. And they were able to put in a whole rod, you know, stabilizing him and everything. But I know his wife and two of their kids were able to go and visit. And she's just now taking them home for the evening. So that's where he is right now.
So he's got a titanium rod that's just been put in his femur. What are his spirits right now as far as post-surgery?
Well, he's still pretty out of it. He hasn't gotten that first meal yet. So I think once they get some, you know, food in him and he perks up a little bit. But they said the surgery went well, no complications. They, you know, got him started on antibiotics to prevent any kind of infection, anything like that. But as far as I know, he's doing well. It's going to be a rough one. They'll have him up and moving, I'm pretty sure, by tomorrow, which is going to be hard, but with any kind of bone surgery, they get you up going pretty quick.
Obviously, in this situation where you have a husband who is seriously injured, now having surgery, he's got to have recovery time. You have a wife and you've got children involved. You stepped in and created a GoFundMe to try to help your family, correct?
Yes, I did. Just because there's only so much that, you know, we can help with, you know, helping with the kids and everything, but they're both going to be out of work. He's going to be out for a while. And Jamie already has, she does two different jobs. So, you know, things are tight anyway, just the way the economy is. So I knew this was going to be pretty rough on them. So that was just my hopes to try to get some sort of relief for them.
As far as the fundraiser goes right now, how are you doing with it?
I believe the last time I checked, it was $880, $885, something like that. I mean, which is great. That's way more than what we had. I just know that those medical bills are going to be a lot. And she's actually having to travel back and forth. She's from Athens, and she's traveling to Florence Hospital, one of those hospitals over there, back and forth. I think today she's already been three times back and forth, and that's a lot of gas for anybody. And, you know, eating out and stuff while they're there, plus just all the normal bills, everything's gonna add up. And then you have Christmas right around the corner, so I just know that they're gonna be super stressed about all of that.
That's gonna make it tough for our listeners. Let's get them to know a little bit about Cliff and Jamie. I know if they're wanting to financially help, just tell us a little bit about the kind of people they are.
They're wonderful people. Jamie does a lot of volunteering. I can't think of the organization right off the top of my head, but it's pretty much for women that are in bad situations. She helps them get to good places and donates a lot of her time helping fix up those houses and things for the women. And Cliff is, I mean, he's a good dad. He's been going back to school, trying to get a degree, and he's been working full time the whole time doing all that, and it's just tough. So they're really good people. They've run into some hard times right now, and this did not make it any easier on them. So if we could do anything to just help make it a little easier on them, I feel like that would be great.
Have you talked to Jamie about this fundraiser and how she's feeling about the support that she's receiving right now as Cliff is recovering?
I did. I asked her right before, only because I didn't know where, because you have to set up somewhere for the money to go. And I didn't want to make it difficult for her to have access to it. So I was like, the easiest way is going to be your account. So I asked her, and she said that that was fine, and she was crying and excited about it. But I don't know if Cliff knows, so he'll find out eventually. But she's very thankful already. I think we've already had, which the money that I told you about, and then someone's donated a Christmas present or so for the girls. So just, you know, anything is going to be extremely helpful in this situation.
Is that something that's a possibility? Someone stepping up and maybe buying some Christmas presents for the girls?
Oh, I'm sure. She's got, her youngest is 3. So anything and everything, girls, they've got all girls, but the youngest is 3. And then the other school age child is 12. They also have an 18-year-old, that's graduating and everything. It's difficult for them. For sure.
Do you have maybe an email address that you could give out where if someone wanted to reach out to you and say, I want to help outside of GoFundMe, that you could do that?
Yeah, I could give out, let me see if it would be, I can give either mine or I'll see if Jamie wants, you know, hers, but whichever, I can do that for sure.
Okay, great. And beyond this interview, we'll message back and forth and you can give me that information and we'll get it out there too and let people know. Because I know here we are early in December, so Christmas presents typically aren't bought. Maybe there might be a couple things that someone's bought, but you're not really at that point yet to do that. So they're in a unique position where I think people could help. So what we want to do right now is guide people to the GoFundMe, and they can go to GoFundMe.com and search Help Cliff and Jamie Through Tough Times. Now, Jamie is spelled uniquely. It's J-A-Y-M-I-E. So Help Cliff and Jamie Through Tough Times. That is organized by Lauren Dunn, who I'm speaking with right now. And you can go to that fundraiser. I will also share any information that you give me where someone can reach out if they want to provide gifts or there's something special they want to do outside of GoFundMe, maybe write a check. Some people don't necessarily use GoFundMe. They have other means to try to support, and I want to give people that opportunity as well.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Well, Lauren Dunn, I do hope that Cliff recovers well. He may, as you said, since surgery just happened, still under sedation to some extent and probably groggy and not feeling too great, and we thank you for organizing this fundraiser to try to help your family.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you reaching out and sharing all this in hopes of helping.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, you'll hear from Patton Bruce of Hueytown, Alabama, who currently needs a kidney donor. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. And now I have a gentleman with me, Patton Bruce, who needs a kidney donor. And he is from Hueytown, Alabama, a graduate of Hueytown High School. I attended Pittman myself and then Hueytown High School my freshman year before moving back to North Alabama. His dear friend, Taylor Cater, shared about his need for a kidney donor. And I asked Taylor if she would connect me to Patton to have him on the show today. And Patton is on the line with us right now. Welcome back to the show, Patton.
Thank you for having me.
So you're in the middle of dialysis right now as we speak, and you have been going through dialysis now for 7 months, getting on the donor list. How long did that take for that to happen for you?
It didn't take too long to get on the donor's list. You know, going to the hospital and running the test and following the procedures. But you know, it's a wait in order to get the kidney, and if certain things you had to do, or if you don't have a living donor, you know, it's kind of hard. And with my blood type O, I can only receive O, and so it's a time frame from like 5 to 7 years. And with me going through, knowing how long I went back from knowing that it was something wrong with my kidneys, it kind of lessened the time on there. And but some people don't have that, and so it's a process, man. You just got to be willing to fight for your life.
Have they discussed the kidney pairing program with you, where someone donates in your name, even though they don't match? You receive a kidney that does match, and then that person's kidney goes to someone else that is a match for them?
Yes, sir. My nurses over here, they are always telling me about everything, and they try to keep me up to date because they see I'm a good individual, man. They love and they want me to succeed and be able to have a long life. So they keep me updated and posting on what's going on and how I can pair, as you say, and with someone else. And if they have a kidney that can help me, then I can or help somebody else. They can, it can actually go to me, and when it'll speed up the process.
So that is a possibility for you. Someone out there listening right now who may not be O blood type could actually donate in your name, and then you could receive a kidney that matches you?
Yes, sir.
That's outstanding. That program, I believe, is an amazing program for people because they may not necessarily find someone who's close to them that is a donor that can match their blood type, and this allows a person to be able to get that kidney that they need by someone simply caring and saying, hey, I'm going to donate in your name.
Yes, sir. It's a blessing.
The typical wait for a kidney donor, the average donor, is 5 to 7 years. And how long at this point, I know you said you've been on dialysis for 7 months, how long have you now been waiting on the list?
I've been waiting on the list, I guess you could say, for those 7 months. Or I say around 5 months. And but due to the fact that I had no prior problems and been going to the hospital trying to get this taken care of, it kind of lessened my time. So I think I got like maybe 2 years of wait time, as they said. And if I can get a living donor, which I'm rooting for, if I can get a living donor and they willing to donate, it can speed up the process.
What I hope happens, Patton, is like I saw Taylor Cater sharing about your need for a donor, and then I turn around and get you on my show. I hope that there are other people out there listening that have those avenues maybe to give you a platform to be able to share your need, and ultimately you get the recognition that you need to find that donor.
Man, I appreciate you, bro, for the opportunity just to be on your show. And you showed me that you actually care. So I appreciate everything. And I appreciate Taylor and Caitlin and her mom, Jerilyn. I appreciate all of them.
We're going to keep sharing, and we're going to keep trying to make a difference in your life, Patton, and help you where we can. I know that you are in the UAB Medicine kidney donor wait list. So that is where people can go. And I've shared the post. It's UABmedicine.org/specialties/transplant-services-kidney-transplant. And the screening form is there. So go to UABmedicine.org and you should be able to also search and find that kidney donor screening form, or go to the Mark White Show Facebook page and you can see the post that I made with Patton's picture and how you can help him. Also, a fundraiser was created because you need help financially right now.
Yes, sir. My mom created me a fund, GoFundMe on Facebook. Shout out to my mom. But yes, she created me a GoFundMe, and I've been getting blessed ever since, man, from people that I don't know and from people that I do know, man. I appreciate all of y'all.
Clearly, from talking to you, Patton, faith has been a part of your journey. What is a message that you would share with others that may be feeling alone right now in similar circumstances as you?
I mean, you can do it. Don't give up. I mean, as long as you keep God first, there's nothing that you can accomplish or you cannot accomplish. And keep rolling with the punches, because, you know, God gives his toughest battle to his strongest warriors. And if it's meant for you, you know, he'll look out and make sure you're okay.
Sounds like your mom is a pretty special lady, too.
Yeah, man, I don't know what I'd do without her, bro. She's been supporting me since I came out the womb. And my grandmother, she's a pastor. She the one, my mom was in labor with me for 36 hours. And I wouldn't come out. I was just sitting there chilling. And my grandma talked to me. And she called me out of there, told me we're trying to come up out of there. So I love my mom, my dad, and my grandmother, my brothers. I love all of them. I love my family. They sticking behind me and they support me.
You got to have those people. And then I would also challenge those from the Hueytown area who listen to the Mark White Show, who follow, to share Patton's post about his needing a kidney donor. And also, if you get a chance, you get an opportunity, you're able to do it, to donate financially to the GoFundMe. The GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com, and then search Support Patton Curris Bruce's Kidney Transplant. And that's Couric, C-O-U-R-I-C-E, and Bruce's, B-R-U-C-E-S, kidney transplant. And I've also tagged the Alabama Kidney Foundation. Have you had any support so far, or have you connected with the Alabama Kidney Foundation yourself at this point?
No, sir. I have not connected with them, but I try my best to.
I would encourage you to do that, because there are resources that are available through the Alabama Kidney Foundation, and I tagged them specifically because I wanted them to see your situation, and then if you'll connect with them and tell them what your needs are, then you can find out what's available for you through their foundation. I think that might be helpful to you.
I will do that. And my wife, she's been trying to get everything situated and talking to people and trying to get me some more support. So, you know, I had to make sure I acknowledge my wife.
Absolutely. What's her name, Patton?
Dominique Rice. Well, Dominique Bruce now. A.K.A. Nene. Well, you call her Nene. But, yeah, that's the love of my life. And she's been speaking about me through all these trials and stuff. She's been in the hospital, sleeping in the bed with me. She's been there. So it's good to have somebody in your corner.
Absolutely. Patton, we wish you all the best. And I'm here to try to help through the Mark White Show. Just message me. We have a connection now. If you need help, something that I can help you with, just let me know, okay?
Man, I appreciate you to help me a lot by just giving me the opportunity to be on your show. You have a blessing, bro.
Absolutely, my friend. Go Gophers, right?
Go Gophers.
Patton Bruce, folks, joining me here on the Mark White Show. He needs a kidney donor. Again, you can go to uabmedicine.org and search the kidney donor screening form. What you'll need to do is give the name Patton Couric Bruce. That's Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, Couric, C-O-U-R-I-C-E, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, date of birth, 9/27/90. That will get you to a point where you can be tested. You can fill out the kidney screening form. You can also donate financially by going to GoFundMe.com, support Patton Couric Bruce's kidney transplant, and I hope you will support Patton during this time. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia, and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.